Root expansions ranked by player count in 2026, Marauder, Underworld, Riverfolk, or Homeland. Read by Dax. For regular 2 or 3 player root group, Marauder is the best first faction expansion because its 2 militant factions and hirelings improve low count maps. At 4 players, Underworld is the broadest next step when an authentic reprint is available. Riverfolk is best for groups that already enjoy negotiation and unstable table economies. Homeland is an advanced branch, not a beginner purchase. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different player count problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages. Exact Amazon identity checks, BGG discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer, which root expansions ranked by player count should you buy for a regular 2 or 3 player root group? Marauder is the best first faction expansion because its 2 militant factions and hirelings improve low count maps. At 4 players, Underworld is the broadest next step when an authentic reprint is available. Riverfolk is best for groups that already enjoy negotiation and unstable table economies. Homeland is an advanced branch, not a beginner purchase. The verified purchase path in this guide is Root on Amazon, Root, the Marauder expansion on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to one exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite. An appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Root expansions ranked by player count actually play? Root is an asymmetric wargame. Every faction follows the shared map rules but earns points, recruits, crafts, and fights through a different internal system. Expansion value depends on player count and faction reach, not the number of meeples in the box. A faction can be brilliant and still make the wrong 3-player composition. The teach is communal. Everyone needs a rough model of every faction's scoring clock, even when they only know their own procedure in detail. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop, the moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. First session rule, play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Compared with ARCs, Root has more faction-specific procedure and a more stable territorial map. Compared with asymmetric adventure games, it asks players to understand opponents more deeply. Its expansion problem is composition design, not merely more content. Across BGG and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play, the job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? 1 root core, play every base faction and use the walkthrough. 2-3P Marauder, militant factions and hirelings stabilize smaller tables. 4P Underworld, 2 factions plus mountain/lake maps when official stock is trustworthy. Social Riverfolk, buy for negotiation services and deliberately weird economies. Advanced Homeland, new maps and factions after the group owns the shared language. The stopping rule matters. Riverfolk and Underworld periodically leave print, verify seller and component quality on Amazon. Homeland is the advanced 2026 branch and should not be a first root purchase. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner, name every scoring clock. Before turn 1, each player explains how their faction scores 10 points. Regular, police the leader, not the loudest player. Board presence and scoring burst are different threats. Advanced, build legal faction reach. At low counts, use militant factions or hirelings so clearings remain contested. Expert, threaten without spending. A warrior stack, crafted ambush, or service price can shape turns before combat happens. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. What is the real table hosting and solo commitment? Hosting. Use the learning to play walkthrough, assign the least procedural factions first, and put the law of root within reach. Explain shared movement, rule, battle, crafting, and card suits before faction boards. The end debrief where each faction's score accelerated. Root becomes friendly when the room learns together. Solo, Root's clockwork material can support solo and cooperative play, but the system's richest behavior comes from human incentives, negotiation, and policing. By physical clockwork because you want an ARMA puzzle, not because it reproduces a four-player political table. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts, set up surface, sorting, teaching. Save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Marauder is the safest first faction expansion for regular 2-3 player tables. Riverfolk and Underworld periodically leave print, verify seller and component quality on Amazon. Homeland is the advanced 2026 branch and should not be a first route purchase. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. Marauder is not simply the newest old expansion. It solves specific low player count problems. Riverfolk is not the automatic first expansion despite its fame. A direct Amazon page is not proof of authenticity. Verify title, seller, printing, and component quality. The record date is July 27, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewix Publishing Audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources, so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for root expansions ranked by player count by root. Learn every base faction, then buy Marauder if your table is usually 2 or 3. At 4, wait for verified Underworld reprint rather than gambling on an ambiguous Amazon listing. Buy Riverfolk only when the group wants table talk and strange economies. Homeland belongs after the group can teach root without reopening the law every other turn. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options, root on Amazon, root, the Marauder expansion on Amazon. Final verdict, buy root, learn every base faction, then buy Marauder if your table is usually 2 or 3. At 4, wait for a verified Underworld reprint rather than gambling on an ambiguous Amazon listing. Buy Riverfolk only when the group wants table talk and strange economies. Homeland belongs after the group can teach root without reopening the law every other turn. Frequently asked questions. What is the best first root expansion? Marauder is the safest first expansion for regular 2 and 3 player groups. 4 player groups may prefer Underworld when authentic stock is available. Which root expansion is best for 2 players? Marauder because its militant factions and hirelings improve map pressure at low counts. Is Riverfolk a good first expansion? Only for a group that already likes root and wants negotiation-heavy unusual factions. It is not the most forgiving first add-on. What does Underworld add? 2 factions plus 2 maps. Giving established 4 player groups substantial composition and board variety. Should a beginner buy Homeland? No, Homeland is an advanced branch for groups already fluent in roots shared and faction rules. How do I avoid counterfeit root products? Use exact titles, inspect seller information, compare printing slash component details with letter games, and return suspicious copies.